Where There's a Will, the podcast series From a Lust for Life, is brought to you by Revive Active, Ireland's all-natural super supplements, formulated by scientists and delivering real benefits.
You're listening to Where There's a Will, a podcast from A Lust for Life about our mental health system. Hiya, Paula.
Hiya, Kira.
I'm Kira and I'm the editor of A Lust for Life.
And I'm Paula. I'm the chair and acting CEO of A Lust for Life.
And we're making a podcast series about the mental health system in Ireland. We're asking why our mental health system is so dysfunctional, who is responsible for making change happen, and how we can collectively respond, join the dots, and make things better for all of us. That's a pretty tall order, right? So how the hell are we going to do this?
Well, first of all, I think the most important thing to recognise is that to call the mental health system a system is probably disproportionate. Everyone and their granny knows that the mental health system in Ireland is not in good shape. I mean, if you ask 100 people on the street what they think of our mental health system, you'll probably get the same answer.
Like, to be honest, I feel sorry for anybody with severe mental health issues in this country at the moment. There's just no resources there for them, especially young people.
Under-resourced, underfunded, and not fit for purpose.
GPs are very poorly equipped to deal with people with mental illness. So very often, GPs hand over medication to people.
I know the system is very slow and there's long waiting lists. I'd hate to be relying on it.
So from my experience, I think the Irish mental health services are pretty mixed. I'm fortunate enough to not have to have ever had to access them myself. But from what I know from friends and family, it really just depends so much on so many different factors.
I haven't personally had any dealings with the mental health system in Ireland. I'm glad that's the case, as I haven't heard great things about it, to be quite honest.
We're at this weird junction in our culture as well, where the stigma around mental health is really just starting to peel back. More and more people seem to be coming forward and asking for help, which is great. There's this gradual erosion of that awful stigma that devastated my generation, and it's starting to reveal a new coastline. And it's one that can welcome a troubled ship at sea to its shores and into the safety of its harbours, where it can anchor itself and get the repairs it needs to continue on its voyage.
But the problem is that the systems just aren't there to cope with the demand. We arrive into that harbour looking for help and we're turned away. And we know there has to be a better way than this to actually help people who need it when they have the courage and the bravery to ask for it.
So what do we want to achieve with this podcast? And can we even achieve anything by just talking more and more about the problems that are inherent in our mental health system?
Well, firstly, I think we need to look beyond the headlines and actually understand the context. There's a whole spectrum of opinion out there and we have to join the dots. That's not really something you can do in 5 minutes on drive time. We also want to create a better way of talking about policy and system change. We have to talk about it in a way that's collaborative and isn't just two talking heads having a row over failures and broken promises. We don't just want to stand on the sidelines throwing stones. Out of this podcast, we have to produce a set of clear recommendations, ones that can be implemented quickly and ones that, yeah, might be more long term, but all of them will make a big difference to people's lives, which is the most important thing.
And by making some of those brave changes, I think that could really make Ireland global leaders in all of this. To make Ireland the country that others look to, that people say, hey, those guys are doing this properly. I really believe we can be global leaders in mental health if we have the right attitude and the political will to back that up. We want to find out how we can create a system that isn't just functional, but that's world class, that we can really be proud of, and one that always catches people when they fall.
So myself and Kira will be speaking to a lot of amazing people over the next few weeks. Smart, thoughtful, creative people. People who work in the system, people who've had mental health issues and have been in the system themselves. We'll be speaking to advocates, experts and change makers who have big ideas about what we need to do here.
And we'll be asking these people some pretty simple questions. What is actually going wrong in our mental health system? What are the possible solutions and who needs to do what to make change happen? And accountability is a really important part of this whole thing too, because it's not ideas we're short on. The political will has just never been there on mental health. And we know nobody has gotten this right before. No political party, no health system. So although we don't have all the answers individually, we know that together we can come up with some pretty simple and yet system-altering solutions. Because there's a lot that can be done. A lot that can be fixed to make a better and more humane system for everyone in Ireland.
I mean, let's be honest, there's no one group, no one individual, no one political party and no one charity that has the definitive answer. Mm. But as a collective group, we just have to come together to sculpt a better solution. It's all of us. It's you. It's me. It's your auntie, your neighbour, your teacher, your best friend. This isn't a nice to do. There's just too much at stake here. We can't afford to stand still while our system lets people sit on waiting lists hoping to get the right help. We can't keep telling people to knock on a door only to have it slammed in their faces. If you think about it, there's been so much work done in recent years around awareness, and we've made so much progress around encouraging people to stand up without fear of stigma, without fear of judgment, to talk and share when they're in pain. What's unacceptable is when they share that pain. There's no help there to actually support them. So we just have to start making changes and quickly so that our harbours become safe places. I mean, we don't just want to stop at podcasts. We have to keep this going well beyond a series. We've got to engender a new form of public debate and negotiation that actually achieves change, that actually brings the right people into the same room at the same time and agrees how we can actually move things forward and create something better that actually catches people when they fall and when they need it most. And we'll be asking you to come on this journey with us, to share your experiences of the system in Ireland and your big ideas about what we can do better and how. But more than that, we all need to remember the government are public servants. That means they are there to serve the public good. They are there to serve each and every one of us. That means that we need to make noise, we need to hold them to account, and we need to both articulate and demand the change that we know is possible.
So please subscribe to Where There's a Will wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends about it and share it far and wide. Also, we want to hear from you. Have you had experiences with the system, good or bad, that you'd like to share? Or have you ideas about how we can make things better, easier and faster for people to get help?
Send us a short voice recording to editor@alustforlife.com, or just record a WhatsApp voice note and text it to 083 119 0269.
And just as a reminder, if you have been affected by any of the issues raised by this podcast, there is help available. If you or someone you know needs immediate help or is in crisis, phone the free Pieta House 24-hour suicide helpline on 1800 247 247 or text HELP to 51444. If you just need to talk, you can also contact the Samaritans, Aware or your local GP. Check out alustforlife.com for contact information for all of the support available.
Where There's a Will, the podcast series from A Lust for Life, is brought to you by Revive Active, Ireland's all-natural super supplements, formulated by scientists and delivering real benefits.